I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Nice Nails is a new work by second-year MFA playwright Aaron Ricciardi. It was inspired by Sarah Maslin Neer's New York Times expose, The Price of Nice Nails. It's directed by Jonathan Michelson. It'll be in the Wells Metz Theater, March 30th through April 7th. And our guests are the playwright, Aaron Ricciardi, and also Chris Mueller, who's turning the Wells Metz into a salon. Aaron, it says it was inspired by something from the news. Does this suggest that perhaps this is a bit of a political piece?
It definitely is a political piece. It's my favorite kind of thing to do, which is something deceptively deep. So when you come see the play, it's going to be pretty fun, pretty funny. But there's definitely a lot of ideas hidden underneath it that kind of come out as you watch it. The goal is that you don't realize what it's doing until it's done.
Part of what it's doing is what we're seeing. And I gather that you and Chris have really been working hard to evoke the atmosphere of this salon situation. I'd like to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we started having discussions about what we wanted it to look like and how to make the space work and feel like a small nail salon through props and sets and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, the world of a nail salon in the New York City area particularly is something that I'm pretty familiar with. I go get my nails done in New York quite a lot. I actually literally just came from getting my nails done before I came here. It's something that I love doing and that I've been doing for a long time. If you look at the text of the play that I've written, it starts with an entire page-long description of what this nail salon looks like, what the walls are like, what the tables are like, what the pedicure chairs are like, when things were bought, what they have on the walls. But I don't specify anything in a way that I think is too oppressive to a designer. I mostly just describe it. And then when Chris came in for our first production meeting, he had all of this visual research, which was really exciting to me. So he looked up what different salons look like, what their facades look like, what it looks like inside, things like that.
Aaron, you're sporting some bright red there on the fingertips.
Yeah, I've never done red before. I'm actually a little scared of it at the moment.
I'm curious about the colors that Chris will be using in the salon. The salons I've seen in Bloomington have been, the color is on the nails, not on the salon.
Yeah, I mean, we have a wall of color of the different nail colors, but
the polishes
and whatnot. But the play is so much about the simplicity of the setting. And so it's really kind of neutral colors. And then the characters really bring it to life and add that pop of color.
Aaron, you mentioned that as we watch it, perhaps as we enjoy the development of the story, the introduction of the characters, maybe a bit of humor, that there are some political aspects that gradually will come to the fore.
Right. Well, my experience of going to nail salons was a lot about my ignorance of my privilege, I think, not realizing what kind of lives these people lead whose job is to sit and clean my fingernails. You know, I'm a very political person, a deeply political person. I volunteer for campaigns. I go to marches. I read incessantly. I watch the news. I think about the news. I listen to podcasts about the news. I'm obsessed with it. And then Sarah Neer came out with this article, and I remember thinking really deeply for the first time about what it's like to be someone who does this for a living. And it's something that's always mystified me, this idea that a person of color from another country can come to America and become a Republican. I've never really understood it. And then I read this article by Sarah Maslin Neer about the government essentially treating these salon owners in a way that makes them feel oppressed by the government and bullied by the government. And I remember reading that article and thinking to myself, oh, I get it. I totally get why an immigrant could become a Republican. So I think a lot of the play is in a very subversive way about the allure of conservatism. I get it. And I think the play is a lot about how all different kinds of sides of an issue can actually be right.
Nice Nails, a new work by our guest playwright Aaron Ricciardi, with scenic design by Chris Mueller, opens at the Wells Metz Theater in a production directed by Jonathan Michelson on March 30th and plays through April 7th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.